I always cry before I fight.
You did? Always cry before I fight? What were you crying about?
I don't know. I'm just, that's just who I am.
What's the emotion? Are you?
You know, I'm getting ready to change into somebody I don't like.
Mike Tyson, you are the greatest fighter that ever lived. And you didn't like that guy.
No, because he brought more than just fighting with him.
What do you mean?
He brought like jealousy, enviness, guilt. He brought a lot of stuff. And everything that was bad was that guy. I was addicted to chaos. I had no self-love and I showed it.
I want your heart. I want to eat your children.
Everything I did wrong gave me riches and wealth. Everything that everybody else wanted. But I just wanted to be like everybody else. Sometimes we don't understand, like, what is this thing? What is my purpose? Why am I here? Why do I have to go through this pain? Why do I have to go through this fear all the time? Why can't it just be peaceful all the time? Then there wouldn't be life. You know, it wouldn't be life. We have to take life at its term, life on life terms, not on our terms. You say you love life, you want to live life, I'm going to show you life. Life is beautiful, but you have to accept the good and the bad as being beautiful. You can't accept the good, oh, this is beautiful. Then we lose somehow, our life sucks. Life is beautiful because life gave us the ability to just know them on our journey in life. We met them. We loved them. We cared about them. They cared about us. That's the purpose of life, just to enjoy what we had, what we journeyed through it. As soon as God starts noticing you, so does the devil. So that means you're going to shine and you're going to fall too. That's what this life's all about, rising and falling, rising and falling. But what happens when you fall from a rise? And that shows who you are. And we're all here for a reason. We don't know the reason, but we're here for that reason. Maybe we're supposed to decipher that, but we're all here for a reason. This is not by accident. We need to ask yourself, why am I here? Who am I? Where have you come from? Why are you here? What is your purpose?
Why do you think you're here?
Why do I think I'm here? To understand the world. Before I die, to be lucky to understand it and be conscious of it before I die. I look at everything. I look at women, I look at people. Everything, they were teachers. Those guys were our teachers. And that's what this big world is, a school. It's where we live, in one big school. And all of our encounters are classes. Imagine how many classes we endure in this life. We're all going to make mistakes in life, but when we make those mistakes, we're going to allow those mistakes to become blueprints to a bigger part of our success in our life and in civilization. We need adversity in our life. Adversity makes the strong stronger and the weak weaker. It's up to you which one you're going to be. It's what happens when you deal with that adversity. What are you going to do? You're going to lay down for it, or you're going to keep fighting it? And that's what life's about, fighting adversity and overcoming adversity and seeing what kind of person. Are you going to be bitter and mean because life wasn't kind to you? Or you figured it wasn't kind to you? Or are you going to just say, then live life to its fullest means? Life had to beat all of us up. Had to get my heart broken a couple of times. And then I realized, if you don't get your heart broken, you're not a man or a woman yet. That's a part of life, of becoming a man or a woman. Without struggle, there's no progress. We have to overcome ourselves. The fight is within ourselves. We have to beat ourselves. That comes with discipline. You know, doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it. It's all about not being discouraged. Listen, I've been knocked up, beat up as a kid, a younger fighter and stuff. People have been saying, I just knew never to get discouraged. I just knew I would get my day if I continued to try hard and believe in myself. I didn't, if I lost, I didn't have to act like I didn't. If I fight him again, I fight him like I knocked him out the first time. It's all about what you believe, you know. And when you think about me, I'm a nothing guy. I'm really nothing. I'm just nothing. I'm an educated guy, but I got belief in myself, and belief is more powerful than anything.
Confidence applied properly would supersede a genius. There's nothing in the world like confidence. Yeah. Nothing. Confidence breeds success. Success breeds confidence. Well, greatness is when you make your delusions your reality. Nothing's impossible for somebody who's going to try. If you're going to try, it's capable of being done.
I knew I was special. I knew I had something, and I had to let it out. I've been listening to people tell me I wasn't going to do anything with my life.
I always felt I was the champ of the world.
It was in your head, right?
All the time. And in my heart, I always knew. Training is not just doing all exercise and exercise. That's the easy part in boxing, is training physically. Mentally, that's the hard part. And people have you doing over and over and over and over and over and over. That's not building up your body or your legs or your heart. It's building up your mind.
To me, fear is the greatest obstacle to learning. Fear is like fire. If you learn to control it, you can make it work for you. If you let it get out of control, it can destroy you and everything around you. I have never seen a fighter like Mike. He may go down in history, one of the greatest we ever had, if not the greatest we ever lived.
A boy comes to me with a spark of interest. I feed that spark and it becomes a flame. I feed the flame and it becomes a fire. I feed the fire and it becomes a roaring blaze.
You just met me. I'm a little kid. He said, you're gonna be the world champ.
Made me fall in love with myself. You only gotta believe in me.
And I like to dedicate my fight to my great guardian, Customato. And I'm sure he's up there and he's looking and he's talking to all the great fighters and saying his boy did it.
He made me believe that I was the greatest ever lived.
I believe that eventually he'll go down in history as the greatest heavyweight champion we've ever had.
I didn't know I was the one.
Well, you were a specimen.
Things more than that to be a fighter.
When I come out, I have supreme confidence, but I'm scared to death. I'm totally afraid. I'm afraid of everything. I'm afraid of losing. I'm afraid of being humiliated. But I'm totally confident. The closer I get to the ring, the more confidence I get. The closer, the more confidence I get. The closer, the more confidence I get. All during my training, I've been afraid of this man. I thought this man might be capable of beating me. I've dreamed of him beating me. But the closer I get to the ring, I'm more confident. Once I'm in the ring, I'm a god. No one could beat me. Mike Tyson, greatest fighter to ever live.
I'm a student of war. I know all the warriors from Charlemagne, Achilles, the number one warrior of all warriors. From then, Alexander, Napoleon, I know them all. I read them all, I studied them all. I know the art of fight, I know the art of war. That's all I ever studied. That's why I'm so feared. That's why they feared me when I was in the ring, because I was an annihilator. That's all I was born for. And now those days are gone. It's empty. I'm nothing. I'm working on being the art of humbleness. Can you believe me? That's the reason why I'm crying, because I'm not that person no more. And I miss him. Because sometimes I feel like a bitch. Because I don't want that person to come out, because if he comes out, hell is coming with him.
That's all we talked about, success. Beating everybody. Having all the women, having all the cars, our planes, boats, everything we wanted. That's how we lived our life, man. We had nothing. We lived thinking that we were great all day. All day, every day, we were great.
Sometimes my whole life, I thought I was fucking the god of the savages. Look where I came from. I hate it, felt sorry for myself. Had chips on my shoulder because I was always poor. I was uneducated. I'm a monster. Watch me reign and all that stuff. And I found that I'm a little scary boy. I'm not no tough guy.
I live fear. I'm from Brownsville, Brooklyn. I'm what fear looks like. Look at me. If you think anybody's afraid of me, I'm probably 1,000 times more afraid of them than they are of me. That's why I'm more aggressive than they are. My whole life is fear-based. I'm afraid of my mother's boyfriend. I'm afraid of the guys outside.
That's why once I got involved with Cuz, I was a young boy, but once he spoke with me every night about discipline and character.
You have to be disciplined. Discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
No, nobody physically was gonna ever fuck with me again.
He taught me to become the greatest fighter in the world. And he made me this fighter.
He made you this.
I still don't understand that to this day.
He's my boy, he's with me. And for that reason, I just accept him that way.
All he did was sell me dreams and tell me wonderful things, what we're gonna accomplish and who we're gonna be and how we're gonna help people and what we're gonna do. And you're the greatest fighter God created. He put that fire in me.
Everything about his life was about me. And so I never had a father, but I know what it's like to want to make a father happy. And so I wanted to be champion to make him happy.
I had to deal with demons with that. I felt I was that kind of person that really my objective was just to hurt people as much as possible.
Yeah.
You know, not just beat them, but just to really hurt them. Yeah. So they'd never forgive me. And that was just my goal. That's what I learned from Cuts. That's all I knew.
And I never experienced love. My love was hurting people. The more people I hurt, the more love I receive. And at one stage, I was a god, but I just didn't know what to do. I was on the clouds, but I just didn't know what to do. I was there. I got sucked into all my vices, women, drinking, parties, spending, and it just took a toll on me. It took a toll on my self-esteem, took a toll on my whole barometer, so to speak. I mean, that guy had to die. That guy had to no longer exist in my life in order for me to survive in the new world.
And the guy you were?
Yeah. The guy from the past could no longer project anything kindly to my future. Yeah. So he had to die, and I had to be a different person.
There's so much power in humbleness. I know the power of humbleness now.
How did you learn that?
I have to lose everything. And it's not about me, The world's bigger than me. I learned gratitude. This is what I learned from life kicking my ass. I learned gratitude. Gratitude.
We don't know how to be kind to us. I thought being kind to myself was fucking a lot of girls and buying a bunch of cars and planes and stuff and houses. I thought that was being nice to myself. Being nice to myself was just being grateful for what I had and not wanting anymore. I didn't know happiness was in between my brain. I didn't know that. I thought happiness was things.
You know, it's all about peace and love when it comes down to the situation. When it comes to peace and love, my whole life I was taught it was about ferocity, viciousness, fear, inflicting stuff. And all my life I found that that was a lie. And I found that it was all about being humble and, you know, subservient and giving to people and loving people and forgiving people for mistakes and shit. And coming to grips with that is just overwhelming, you know. Sometimes I cry a lot because I've been living a life that was wrong all these years. I felt all the pain I ever caused somebody, all the pain I ever caused people in my journey in this world. I felt the pain. I couldn't apologize enough.
You know, sometimes it's hard to say to yourself, you know, I don't like myself, but I don't know how to change. We don't want to look and face who we are. We live a life trying to hide who we are, have our secrets, instead of trying to live open. That's the reason that we have mates and get married, because we can't live with ourselves. People say we can't live alone. No, we can't live with ourselves. Most of us never experience just being with ourselves and our thoughts and our path. Sometimes your childhood can make you the person that you are. It can make you a success. It can make you a failure. Depends on how you plan to use it.
It's just what we do here and what we leave behind our journey is really what counts. But just leaving here, knowing that you were kind to people, and people could say he was a kind person, he was a good person, and you gave him the best you had, you gave life the best you had. You just left this all on the concrete, you know. You didn't hold anything back, you know. Life is just preparing you for death. That's what life is. It's pretty much a blueprint to death.
Just treat the world like you want the world to treat you. And give the world everything you have. Give it everything you got.
I'm aware that a lot of people like see me and watch me and may look up to me and think I'm a certain kind of guy, I'm a good guy, but they have to understand that I'm not worthy of praise. Only God is worthy of praise. I just look at YouTube and I see guys have Mike Tyson immortal, Mike Tyson God, and I'm not worthy of that. I'm always just Mike.